This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The drop, and David went forward and nearly got a shot on. McCarr sends it around. Marner waiting. Connor McDavid scores! Connor McDavid for Canada!
Mully and Haw, that is the final call from the game last night from Canada. Yeah, they have their own broadcasting, and they did that, and we are delighted to welcome in Scott McLaughlin. He, of course, a senior content producer at WEEI Odyssey Sports, but mostly he covers the Bruins. He also co-hosts WEEI's Skate podcast and is a member of the Pro Hockey Writers Association. And he joins us now on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Scott, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me. A little tired after last night, but ready to go.
You know, we were on our little group chat as the game began and during the pregame and into the game, and we all commented on how classy the reaction in Boston was to the national anthem. And there was a smattering of boos early, but then it seemed like everyone was kind of respectful in the building, which was a relief given the way that the U.S. national anthem had been booed in Montreal. And our producer here, Dustin, said, I bet they turned it down. I bet they just lowered the volume on television. But just looking at the crowd, it didn't look that way. What was it like there? How was the reception to the Canadian national anthem?
Now, there were definitely some boos early on, and then it did die down. So I don't think that was just a TV trick. You know, it seemed like people didn't really plan to boo it throughout the entire thing. And actually, as it went on, the Canada fans in the building started singing along, and that really drowned out any boos that remained.
What did this last 2 weeks do you think, in your mind? How did you describe it to people for the sport of hockey and interest in the game?
It's huge. You know, it's been 9 years since we had a best-on-best international tournament like this. And I think people had forgotten just how good this hockey can be. You know, it was kind of muted expectations going into this tournament, I would say. You know, a lot of people were skeptical of just what this would be, how much players would care, you know, what kind of impact it would make. It's only four countries. There's no Russia, like all that stuff. And obviously just took off, really starting with it, maybe even starting last week a little bit, but then especially with that USA-Canada game Saturday night and the three fights in 9 seconds, the passion, the emotion that the players played with, that they brought to this tournament, and then did it again Thursday night for the championship, obviously without the fights this time around, but still with just some really great hockey. Mike Sullivan, the U.S. coach, who has been the Pittsburgh Penguins coach, you know, for a decade now, won two Stanley Cups, said this was the fastest hockey he has ever been around. And just watching, like, it looked that way. This was the best players in the world giving it their all, and I think it made for an incredibly entertaining product that reached a lot of people. You know, we haven't seen the ratings from last night yet, but I'm sure they're going to be massive, just like Saturday's were.
And I couldn't agree more with you. I thought it was great for the sport. I thought it was really compelling. It was a master class in how to play a game, especially in contrast to how awful the NBA All-Star game was. It's great setup for the Olympics next year. And yet I wonder how NHL teams feel about watching players. And you're in a great position to answer the question, because Charlie McAvoy comes back from Canada, has to be hospitalized. And apparently he's got a significant injury to his shoulder, which impacts whether he'll be available for the Bruins for the rest of the year.
Yeah, the Bruins are certainly not happy with the way that Charlie McAvoy's injury was handled. So there's, you know, definitely an issue there specific to them, where, you know, they feel like he was misdiagnosed at first and then did not get the treatment that he should have gotten, played Saturday night against Canada when he really should not have played. So, yeah, that's going to be frustrating for them. Now, at the same time, while the coaches and management of the Bruins are going to be frustrated, the owners, the Jacobs family, are going to be thrilled because they had these games in their building and they're going to make a lot of money off it. And it was a great showcase for the city of Boston. So, you know, ultimately, they're the ones who win out in a situation like this. And I think because this tournament was so good for the game of hockey, you know, you'll see, yeah, they're going to go to the Olympics. There's going to be a World Cup of Hockey in 2028 because these last 2 weeks have been great for the NHL and great for the world of hockey. So teams are always going to be worried about the injuries. That's always going to be a problem when you do this mid-season. But when they held this tournament is part of the success. Like, there wasn't much else going on. NFL was over. You mentioned the NBA All-Star break. Like, that, you know, wasn't really competition for them. Baseball hasn't started yet. Really, this is the perfect time to have a tournament like this and showcase the game of hockey.
Great stuff, Scott.
Thanks,
Great stuff, Scott. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up with you. Appreciate the look in there. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.